I'm Giovanna, Art Connects You and Me. My video is about art, tech, design, music, food, and green. If you like my video, share and like with your friends and family. Share and like with your love. Van Gogh's Cyprus is on view in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Exhibitions include 40 artworks showcased during the period when he started to develop his most famous painting, Cyprus, as the masterpiece in all time. The exhibition showcases before and after he finished up the greatest masterwork, the Serenade. During the time without email and the internet, Van Gogh sent out mails to his peer artists and his brother, Theo. These mails document his inspiration to start to draft cypresses and the landscapes. Imagine the scenes. The countryside of problems in France, the town of Els, shelters, bedroom, and studio. A recent study indicates Van Gogh died of a temporary lobe epilepsy. Absinthe was popular and it caused Van Gogh to get worse for his mental illness. Van Gogh developed his Cyprus series from Elstree letters and his observations from the countryside bedrooms in the asylum in Saint-Rémy. Cyprus, as his motif, he transforms the simple environment into a world of a flame and the distortions of a trees and star. One interesting takeaway is his tools. His illustration uses red paint. It gives a rusty taste. You can see the touches from his sketch. Normally, when we're sketching, the images are stored in our brain by short-term memory. The goal can sense the very tiny differences in the air and catch them in his painting. His works show 3D motions like waves and flames. Van Gogh influenced many artists, including me. I made derivatives with his public domain artwork. I used glitches and codes to make a new concept of work. Thank you for watching and listening. See you next time.